Hello everyone and welcome once again to the Secrets of the Phoenix. My name is Nanda and as you know in this podcast we will talk about Harry Potter. So sit back, relax and let the magic begin because the Chamber of Secrets has been opened. Hello everyone, how are you doing? I hope you're doing fantastic. I hope you're having a very beautiful, whimsical, magical day. In last week's episode, we were talking about what happened when Harry, Ron, and Hermione ended up in a room, in a wrong room, because they were supposed to go to their common room, to their Gryffindor's common room, but because of the moving stairs, they ended up in another room. So, we were talking about what was that room. We were talking about that room was forbidden because it was the third floor. And the third floor was forbidden for students. So, then they were discovered by Filch's cat, Miss Norris. So, they didn't want to get in any trouble, so they run, and they keep running forward until they end up in another room. It was in another door, so they ended up being in front of that other door, but that door was closed. So then Hermione used a Alohomora, that is a spell that can help you to open doors that are particularly closed. So, we ended up the episode not knowing what was in that room. Why was it closed? Like, what did it have so it was closed? And basically what this door was hiding, what was inside of this other room, it was no other thing than a dog. But not just a normal dog. It was a big dog. A big dog with three heads. So imagine you are a little boy and a little girl. Well, two little boys and one little girl. You are 11 years old. You enter to a room and the first thing you see, it's a big dog with three heads. Of course, they got petrified. They were like, what is that? They were really scared. They didn't know what to say. Then the dog woke up because the dog was asleep when they entered to the room. But of course, with all the movement, with all the noise, the dog woke up. So the dog woke up. He saw those three little people. And of course, it started growling towards them. So they shout and they go out of that room the fast they can. So when they finally got out of that room, Harry and Hermione and Ron were really, really freaked out. They really didn't know what was going on. And Ron was really mad. And he was like, what do they think they are doing? How could they have something like that in the school? How is that possible? And I agree with Ron in this one. Like, how can you have a beast like that in a school? But if we go back a little bit, we can see that they weren't supposed to be there because the students weren't supposed to go to the third floor. So, of course, we cannot blame anybody here. Next, in this concern and in this little fight, Hermione was like, "You didn't notice, right? You didn't notice what was under the dog." And he was like, "I was not looking at his paws. Its head was a thing that was more petrifying and the most scary thing for me." And then Hermione was like, "He was standing on of like a secret door. It was a door in which apparently you can go inside and then you appear into another place." And then Harry was like, "Another door?" And then Hermione was like, "Yes." So if the door it's standing on, if the dog is standing on that door, it is because it's keeping something, it's a guard of something, and it's like the guard of something that it's really important. That's what they had, such an enormous thing like that in the school, because he's protecting something. And Harry was getting more and more confused, and he was like, "Something important?" And then Hermione was like, "Yes, something important." And then he was like, "Now, if you two don't mind, I'm going to bed before you have another crazy idea that could get us dead or worst, expelled." So, basically, that was what was in the room they enter. A big dog with three heads. So then each one of them went to their respective room and they slept so they can be prepared for the next day. The next day, the next day it was when they were on their grand salon in the where everybody joins everybody to eat their breakfast, to eat their meal, to start the day. But of course anybody of them could forget about the dog with three heads. So then when they were on the Grand Salon, they were eating, and then Professor Snape get towards them. He was walking, but while he was walking, they could notice that he was struggling a little bit walking, you know? So he was struggling, and Harry was like, okay. So Harry was like, maybe Snape has something to do with all of this. So he was like, that could explain the leg. And then Hermione was like, "What?" And then Harry was like, I'm assuming that Snape was trying to get in the turf floor because he wanted to know what was under the dog, but the dog bit his leg, so that's why he's struggling a little bit. And then Hermione was like, "What are you talking about, Harry? Because why would he want to know what's behind that?" So of course it was a little concern. And the only person that could answer to their questions was only one person. But we are going to know who was that person in the next episode. But for now, mischief managed.